We'll not do it. Are we together?
Yes, we're definitely together.
Well, come back. Yeah, I was trying to take phone calls, but looks like our lines are disappointing us.
No, it's a Monday too.
Oh, you don't know. Our listeners on Monday. On Monday. Who in your family read the book?
My mother read the book, my sister read the book, my brother, I think, is about to finish it. My father's late. Like, he's saying to people, I would have never written this book if my mom read Pillar, who didn't even know that he would have been very unhappy. Because I talk about sex in the book, you know?
Okay.
And I don't think I would have wanted my father to read about that. But my mother's happy. Well, she's proud of me.
And what's her comment?
She's proud of me. She says I'm crazy. She says, oh, Kanami, you are a nut dog.
And you took it from?
From her. But you are the Julel. I need to follow the Julel. You follow the Julel. So that's exactly it. Yeah, and
like,
I'm lucky to have a supportive family, yeah.
We really appreciate that. It's good to have family support, especially in South Africa, where people will just attack you on anything. Let's take this call. Dumela, Madumela.
Dumela, Rafi Juleka.
Retloz, Sala, Retloz.
Uwe, Letola, Momokuna.
Rale, Bokatola. Now, line 6 here, Nalema, Tata, Tapeloi. I'm going to have a fight, and I'm going to have a fight, and I'm going to have a fight. And I'm going to have a fight. Lerato ase battery motse ora ase battery se battery le ka fa dumela
re fule ka dumela
le ka tsena le ga
re go no bua re khositse le mona mo matosa
a re tle khositse
ne ke batla go ka botsa o Lerato fo gore buka e ya ka ha e kwadile yana tota maitlhomo a gagwe mo go rona re le blacks e ka re unwela jang ka batho ba ke utlwa e kare batho ba ntse ba anyata e kare like wa re nye fola jalo jalo yaanong ene a ka ipuelela yang ka go bolelela gore e ka re tswela mosola jang ga re ga nka tsamaka go ere ka nna and then ga tla yang gore Ausi Lerato a kry-e lefitso la Setswana mme a setsesesi ka Setswana ke
boeletsa
ke ne ke re Ausi Lerato a tla
a ba kgaoga re tla go tlhalosetsa yone Lerato potso eo gore o ne a reng tshwara jalo dumela madumela dumela ra le tsa baele se mo radiong motswedi FM dumela tsala
le kae
ke tlhotse o tlhotse
ke ne ke re ke tlhalosa gore ile ka kgaogane ile ka tlhalosa gore ke go sa supporte gape dikgwebo tsa rona re le batho ba ba tsone e ka re ka nako nngwe especially ang ke lebeletse a re ko dikgwebo tse ke di bonang di gola ka lebelo le le ko godimo tsa motho o montsho yaka kgwela dinao le taxi industry ra gore ka nako nngwe re iphitlha re na le mathata o lebele taxi industry gona anong ga o ka ya o lebeletse gona anong ga bana garage e leng ya bone e bone ka bo bone ga bana banka e leng ya bone ka nako nngwe ga ke nna mokrepane ga ke le mokrepane ga ke stakela ko mmaining kitlhela gona ke kry ke itle go lata ke taxi e nngwe ke ke tsaya 4 hours gore itle go ntsa inkise go ke tshwanetse ke ye ko teng so le ga o ka lebela ko Johannesburg stop exchange ga ba teng so o ipotsa gore gonanong ga ke batla tekete ya goreng ke motshamekong o iphitlhela ga ke tsena ko mafiking ke sa e kry-e mare o lebelele dicompany tse re reng ke batho ba ba soutse gongwe di tsamaisiwang ka mmino ga ke batla tekete ya moopedi ke kry-a bonolo ga ke tsena ko e telele go ifitlhelela so go ba thata ka nako nngwe go support-a le di-taxi re dipalamang tsa bone ke ntse ke bua e ke itemogelang yone because ke kgwebo ya motho o montsho eo and-e re a itse gore ke a bone so ka nako ngwe dilo tse di tshwanang le tse di yana di utlwisa botlhoko ntate go itse modimo
a mme o bona re tla nna le tharabollo dibuka di tshwana le tse ga di re bole matlho na gore ba ga e tshwa re tsogeng re
itse bothata ke ntate go itse modimo ka nako ngwe a re kopane yaka ke go ketsa gona sekai ka taxi industry re tshela gona no ile gore go golwana se bone kutwana gore e ile tshe go kopana ga bone go nna thata because o gore kana go a gore example ba lwela batho mo molong ile gore batho ba go molong o nna ke batho ba ba so molo o batho each and every gore o bo a gile o tsenya tshelete ba tsenya ka tsho bone go pana bo gona le gore ba etse tshelete bone ka bo bone go lwa se bone go lla dithunya go lla eng so ntho ke yone ke ra go tsaya nako ra go itse modimo go fitlha ko goreng re re ke ka mokgwa gonanong re sampane re kare ba rekeng ke na le go ukwa batho ba dirisa lefoko la gore setlhare sa motho motho ke lekgowa so e bokiteng data go itse modimo
lebogile tsala
ua le molwantwa mokrepa
lebogile molwantwa ko krepane dumelang
re
tlotse tsala le tlotse
ke tola mo dilo ga pe mo khulwana
re re tola
ke rata go upload a usle rato go buka ya tafe hello
er
ya ke le tere ga pe khanyeng ga pe re tere makatse ga pe ke makala ba molwantsa ga pe ke khanya gore rena le go dumela go YouTube ke se di mo molaong ka poko di code ya go haya a white judge a white lawyer so wa re tsentse rena a di sene sa bua for if you want to do something right a white person I now support it regardless of what the brand house are saying about it so do go ahead to sell it to be controversial yes to speak your mind so you have to respect it so sa mo le bofisa ka kgwedi ya bomme gore a ba tsibile sa se sekolo
lebogile tsa lebogile dumela madumela re
re sele ka dumela ra
le tlotse re
nkokobeditse
re go amogetse
ke kamogaleleno ke wa mo Maswati
Maswati
ee mo Maswati
iko kae kana Maswati
Maswati mo Kurumane rra mo gaolo a joo morolong
o ya Kurumane
ya ke ne ke kopa go botsa kgaitsadi foa gore pele ga a ka kwala buka ye ka The Black Fair o ne a kakanywa gagwe e ne e le eng cause ke nagana gore before refleka o ka dira selo o nagana pele so kakanywa gagwe o ne a naganne eng ka The Blacks era ke ne ke kopa go botsa sengwe refleka ga ke itse thulaganyo ya di-transport tsa bana ba sekolo ga o batla go itse ka ga yone o ka kopa ka ikgolaganya le marra bana ba rona ba fotlega mo Maswati re seleka ba tsamaya sekgele se se telele
a ko itshwarele a ko tshwarele thapelo yalo mo line four thapelo you received a compliment Lerato from one listener and he agrees with a number of things that you've said that we spoke about in the show you see you're getting compliments from people from areas where you don't know them where you've never set your foot yet.
And that's what I'm hoping for that's what I want to do that's change
I'm definitely sure you don't know an area called Maswati in Kurumane
oh, I can see
but one caller was saying what came to your mind when you wrote this book especially the chapter that you're talking about what prompted you to write this chapter and the other one was saying what message are you delivering to black people what are you telling them
So I must start with the premise of the book itself. Yeah? So the book was based, I wrote a column for the Sunday Times and I was leaving to go edit True Love magazine called The 15 Things That White People Should Know About Black People. And basically I confronted stereotypes to say, yes, white people, we do wash our hair. Yes, we can swim. Please don't tell us we speak so well. We're not 2 years old. And then Penguin Random House said, please write a book that is similar. So I wanted to confront every kind of stereotype there is so that we could take these conversations that we have, Cody Bryce Sandy, and move them to the boardroom. So that was kind of the intention. I wanted to say, we are already saying these things in private. Let's have them out so we can get to the real issues of why certain things are not happening in this country and stop hiding behind convenient casual racism in this country. So one of the things I want people to go away with, and like I say, I'm going to make you laugh, whether it's about sex or friendship, but kabuka ka chapter ena, I wanted to show that a flag service provider doesn't have to be cheating. You don't have to negotiate somebody down because they're black. But also when you're black, if you are going to be late on a deadline, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not going to be able to do it, instead of looking at the phone, you know, or not teaching up. To say that messing up and failing is a part of business. And everybody of any color fails. Let's not be embarrassed as black people. When you're late, banja. It has nothing to do with your color of your skin. So I wanted to show that we're just people, including in business. And we need to be taken seriously. But for the book itself, I wanted people to laugh at themselves a little bit, but also to be honest, to say to people, please ask the people where you work what they are doing towards the economy, you know, and towards helping black people. Why canteen assembly in who's in that canteen? You know, if everybody's going outside to eat with the lady opening a pantry in a container, why isn't that lady working for the corporate inside the building, you know? And that's absolutely what I want. I want to address the issue of why white people have not learned our languages, you know. But first I must talk quite honestly to us, so that they can't, you know, so that there's no, yeah, but you haven't admitted what you do wrong. I'm like, yes, we do wrong, but also this is what you do wrong as well. How can you move forward? We're all here. How do we move forward? How do we get better? Because the way things are going at the moment, the country's is in a rough space. The Rainbow Nation thing, acting like apartheid didn't happen, didn't work, and we must now be honest. It was rough.
Yeah, it's tough. We received comments from Facebook. Let me read a few of them for you and you will comment. Tabelo Dibetswe is saying, I have no respect for that book. I don't see its significance because it does not motivate and build black people. It just has a lot of criticism about us. And then Itumeleng Shakira says, I agree with Lerato, but I need to find out if she lives with white people most of the time.
What
motivated her to write the book, because she's living with white people all the time?
No. Should I answer?
Yeah, you can comment on that.
No, racism in casual racism in corporate South Africa is what inspired me to write this book. I edited a very big magazine where I was told what black people do and do not do. I sacrificed a lot of things to write this book so I could be honest. My agenda has nothing to do with white people. My agenda is a black agenda. I have not hidden that, whether I'm talking on Mudriding FM or whether I am on television. I am here for the economic advancement of black people, and there's a lot more motivation in the book. So if somebody looks at 800 words and they think that's the sum total of the book, I can't convince them, you know. I can only convince you with what I'm saying. But no, for me, white people are my South Africans, we all get along, but my interest is with black people in general.
Yeah. Others are saying, where can we find the book, and how much does it cost? Those are the last questions, the last comments I see on our Facebook page.
The book is available at all exclusive books for 210, I think, or 215. But when you buy it online at takealot.com, they do deliver at 150 rand.
Lerato, let me see. We still have callers on the line. We'll just wrap it in 3 minutes. Dumelara.
Dumelara, Kuzi.
Yeah.
Ubuale Conrad Moate.
Aruta Conrad.
Hey.
ra go itse dilo tse dintse le rona ra itse gore batho ba bantsi gore di ntse le rona ra lomeletsana. Ka gore o fitlhele for example o ya ko We Alignment Center. Ga o alaena koloi, if motho o moso ya tsena alaena koloi, ga ba motho motho sa koloi go mmolelela gore no go sule o patela fela the normal price di align the car. Mar if wena motho montsho o tsena ba tla go tsenya motho sa koloi ba go bolelela gore no e sule skete le skete, then ha o ba bolelela no, that's align the car. We end up losing, ba tlogela diboutu tse dingwe di le lose, ba tsaya gore no ga o sharp.
Boma.
The people ba berekang diburu tsa rona.
Ee,
ba ba berekang mo Ila Alignment Center, because I had such experience when go la bofelo, the other garage ba bone gore diboutu tsa koloi yaka ne di le se sharp. Ke ba reka no, just align the car. Ba botsa why Ila ba reka gore o tsama mo dihampong. Ba reka ke tsamaye kae bana.
Ee.
So sometimes you really need to go
back. Ame ga o bone ba go thusa ko pele gore ra e bona ko le ya go ba re wena o itlisitse for alignment borwa ka mara nne re sheba gore mo di bearing di hedi le mo borwa.
No,
ba go fa kgakololwa ke.
No, for mo ke budget to see will alignment. Ga go bona no, ke na tshelete ba re no re fa fela 50 rand re go ba ke ni dira eng. Ba re no no ga ke na tshelete, just align the wheels.
Eh.
Fela e tlhamalle, then the rest will be done later.
Nga nna ka tla go ntse go wena ke tlo go bakanyetsa.
Or ta go jarte, ke tla bona re tswayang ka yona.
E ke tla go jarte ka kele.
So, but then go na le gore a ire tiro e o a bona gore sharp can save you. So long go sambo ba ka nya madi. O tlogela something di di loser tsa gore no ha ba tlhontsa challenge. So I bona ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a problem happen na lo ra itse rona.
Le rona ralo meletsana
se rona.
Ke le bogile tsalo.
Thank you, thank you.
Se yo mo e motsuri ya 5
dollars.
Re tlotsa sala le tlotsa.
Ke le tsitsi le rato.
Yeah.
Okay. Ha se tsitsi le rato.
Ai, o ka buti?
Ya rato.
Tsela tsala ntse tsala gona go gutla mogala wa go kotlase.
Yeah.
Ai, tsitsi le rato, ke bua le.
Yeah, ke utlwa. Now, thank you so much for that.
I heard Mr. Kulti saying you are calling from places that you don't know. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to tell her that I like the way she smiles. No, you have can I say something also?
Yes, bro.
Please, just use like that truck driver. You remember that truck driver that you interviewed last week?
Yeah.
I think you can use a voice as a laughter in one of your shows. I really like the way she smiles. Yeah. By the way, I'm from Kunwana. You must tell her Kunwana is near Grabban.
Okay.
Just here for visit, you know, to Kunwana. So Kunwana is in, it's near my city.
No, relevo khile.
You know what's funny though?
Yeah.
I kind of laugh that always offend my Shara brothers and sisters at the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't care.
You're the loudest.
I'm very loud, but I don't care.
But you know, a lot of comments, I didn't want to say that, but a lot of comments on Facebook, they really appreciate the way you laugh. You are a free spirit.
Oh man, that's really nice. You know, I've had to accept this about myself, because like I say, I had an incident earlier this year,
yeah,
where I was on the phone and, you know, this white lady turned to me and I'm on the phone by myself laughing on the phone.
Mm.
And she was so perturbed, and I thought, you know, instead of looking in shed and it's Susan, actually, the Kuman in English, so we can have this exchange. That's what we got. Is my blackness so offensive to you and my laugh so loud to you sitting by my... Why does it have to do with race? You need to know, because I'm alone.
Yeah.
It's not as if I have 500 people with me. So obviously, it must be the way that I'm laughing. It's disturbing your lunch. You, her husband, got her. She was like, no. But I've learned to not defend myself. To be, this is who I am. I'm not making excuses. This is how I laugh. I'm black. I'm a South African. If you offend me again, the wrong place. Bye.
Finish and clear.
Yeah.
So you're from the Milan?
I would do it.
Milan, tell.
Yeah.
The thoughts are all the thoughts.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
Kinnagikha.
Arutelikhaan?
No, nah, what I like to say is, my sisters, they are right. Let them make money with us. Let them write with us. Because this thing is the same as like those people who are making some songs with our culture, you know.
Mm.
The only difference is,
I mean, is the intention to the intention to write the book, Lerato, is it to make money?
Oh no, I mean, I've told over and over that black like, people don't write books. I have a full-time job. I'm the editor of the Afropolitan magazine. So that is where I'm making my money. All I wanted to do here was just to a conversation and to get people to understand that we will be listened to and we must be listened to. So yeah, it's wonderful if people buy the book, but because I was told over and over that people won't, I decided to write whatever I like.
Yeah, you really created a conversation. last few last few emails that we received, it is best Hore Lerato sees this and has come around to address it. People of color always say Setlara Samun Sukilokowa. Do you know the meaning of that? And they need to be challenged for about to a more comfort zone. I'll definitely buy that book. Kerata nnete nna batho ba na le jealous for Lerato wa ba sa motlogele a dire tiro ya gagwe gore loose and stinkers ba kgone go nagana botoka mo South Africa. Re itebetse and re tlhoka someone who will push us to get where we are supposed to be. Boikanyo ke na kwa dile mako ao.
Oh, Boikanyo, bless you from the bottom of my heart. My friend is from the Val, smoking, and her mother likes to say to me, "Ke rata ka lerato la love," and that's what I say to you, Boikanyo.
Steve Ngakane says she's a township woman trying to make money, and most of them, they are like her. Her next book is about how African men always broke and how they like cheap stuff.
No, I actually would like my next book to be a cookbook, actually. But no, I'm going out to the wonderful Kosa man. I've had, in the book, I talk about the experience of my father, who was a great man, and my grandfather, who was also a great man. My experience of black men has been nothing but amazing. And if there's been a demise or anything hasn't worked out in relationships, it's because I've contributed to it. So no, I'm afraid for me, I have nothing but good things to say about black men. So maybe somebody else will write that book.
Lerato, thank you very much for your time. I don't know if you are doing launches, because somebody was saying you must come to the Northwest and visit the smaller Nyana areas. We, you know, with our Premier Supra Mahuma Pilu, he has this program, yeah, VTSD, Villages, Township, and Small Dorpies. They call it VTSD, where he wants to uplift the economy of small towns and villages within the Northwest. That's why we have a lot of people from these small villages who really appreciate what we have done in this book and being part of our program. Thank you very much. Continue to create a conversation.
Thank you so much, Uzimidim. And please, if people can gather more than 30 people, I'm coming to wherever you are. I'm not waiting for my publisher to take me there. I'm going to get in my car and go with a friend and sell books. So guys, just, you know, involve me. Now your producers, my details. Let me go to the places, even though I don't know the language, we are people. I just want to take this book to the people. This is a book for the people.
What's
Thank you. This was a wonderful conversation.
But we have an appointment. Tapelo will call you and we'll talk about women issues because it's women.
Fantastic. Okay, thank I'm you. Available.
And
thank
have
you.
A very good evening, Lerato Chabatala.
You too.